We pray. Lord God, open our minds and our hearts to the wisdom of your word. For Jesus' sake, amen. Would you put your cell phone in the hands of a small child? Probably not. Is it because little children don't know how to use cell phones? They might wreck yours or end up calling China or use up your minutes. Small child does not have the knowledge to do many things, nor does he have the wisdom to put the knowledge that he does have to its proper and beneficial use. Therefore, we limit his access to things that he can destroy or that can destroy him. In many ways, we are small children. Either we do not have knowledge or we do not have wisdom. So we mess things up time and again. One way in which we can make a mess of things is mentioned in Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. A sluggard is a lazy person. Have you ever watched the ants pursue their daily work? Solomon says that though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. No one ever accused an ant of being lazy. If only we could harness that energy and that determination. Benjamin Franklin is credited with saying, if you want something to get done, give it to a busy man. When I was president of ILC, I knew which people to ask if I wanted to be sure that a job got done. I would ask the busiest people. We do have some ants here at ILC. And how about you? I've seen people, young and old, who can pour all their energy and strength into doing something that they really enjoy. Sports, music, theater. What is even more amazing is the amount of energy and enthusiasm that can be expended getting into trouble. However, when it comes to something that is unenjoyable and yet necessary, like homework, they drag their feet. They find excuses not to do it. And when they do it in a lackadaisical manner. And it just seems to take forever. So where do you fit in? Are you the kind who takes whatever task is given to you and pursue it with all your might? Or are you the type who does only what you like to do and procrastinates about the rest? Consider the ways of the ant and be wise. Now, up to this point, this chapel could have been presented by just about anybody on any occasion, but this is not just any occasion. This is chapel at ILC. These chapels are some of the most blessed 10-minute bundles of time on this planet. How many billions of years go in this world day after day, year after year, without hearing the kind of things that you hear on a daily basis in this place? Blessed are your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. So, do we make this a lecture on ethics? Confucius could have done that. Solomon is not Confucius. The words of Solomon are rooted in the message of the gospel, as are all the words of Holy Scripture. Therefore, we see these words as branches on the tree of life. We listen to these words not just because they are reasonable, good, and wise, but because they have Jesus our Savior as the ultimate source. So what does this text then have to do with being saved? To begin with, that's what Jesus came to this earth to do, to take away our sins, so that we could go to heaven and not hell. Laziness is a sin. And we've been redeemed from laziness. We've been forgiven for our laziness. Therefore, we can say that it is for Jesus' sake that we work hard and are diligent. Apply your time and your energy and your strength to whatever task the Lord has given to you. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. We have only a brief time here in this world. And this is our time of grace. It is the time given to us to learn about Jesus Christ and be saved. The time given to us to help others to learn about Jesus Christ so they can be saved. Every little thing that goes on in our lives, every little thing that we do during this time has that as its ultimate goal. Now you may think you're just a small gear in a rather large machine, but your function is just as important as the large gear. If you slow down or come to a stop because of laziness, then the whole machine slows down and comes to a stop. But if you are diligent in your task, be it a big task or a little one, you contribute to the smooth functioning of the whole machine. To hear the gospel, to preach the gospel, that's why we're here right now. That's why we're not in heaven. We have tasks here to perform. Perhaps it's directly preaching the gospel, perhaps it's supportive in some way or another. But we need to consider each task that we have as somehow contributing to the master plan of the Master. If we have that in our minds and in our hearts, then we will want to throw ourselves into each task, body, soul, mind. Even the slaves in the apostles' day were admonished, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So it is with you also. Take the task he gives you. And work like an ant. If slaves were serving Christ in what they did, then so are you. You're doing it at home, little tasks. You're doing it in the dorm. You're doing it at your job, in the classroom, in the cross-country course, in the gymnasium here. Whatever. Wherever, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So go to the ant, learn from it, and be wise. And we pray. Grant us wisdom, O Lord, to take each task and pursue it to your glory. Amen. We'll finish with hymn 548, verses 5 and 6. Thank you.